Lord Jesus, please fill us with your hope and courage as we wait on you, and teach us that unless we abide in the vine, we can do nothing of any worth for the kingdom of God. Amen. Well, my precious friends, you are all so very special to me, and I open my heart to you so you can see my struggles more clearly. They are mighty. Fasting and praying the nation's dramas through Christmas and a very sick husband have all taken their toll, and I have found myself without any motivation to play music or sing, and I mean really flatline. Down in the pits flatline, lower than low flatline. So I came to the Lord in desperation because I knew I could not fix this one. No amount of caffeine would fix it. I began, Lord, I don't know what to do. Jesus answered me immediately. Listen to me, Claire. Don't give up. Please don't give up. I will help you. Please do not give up. Lord, I have to see something, some sign of life, something. You know I want this with all my heart, but I no longer believe in myself. He replied, this is the work of the enemy. Please, can you restore some kind of faith? I'm truly bankrupt. This is the work of the enemy. They want to kill you, but I will not allow that. So instead, they want to break your heart. Lies, lies, lies. They are pummeling you with lies that you can't do this. You're all washed up. You're wasting precious time trying to do something you're just too old and tired and weak for. Do you want to believe that? Well, no, I don't. But somehow, that's finally hit the mark in my heart, and I feel dead inside. Claire, the darkest hour is just before dawn. You will rise again. Trust me. I am the author of life, and you will rise again. Better, stronger, brighter than before. You are not deceived, just very, very tired and depleted of hope. But I am here to restore you. Can you give me the time I need? What do you mean? The hours of silence, the hours of sitting before me and allowing me to heal you from the inside out? When he said that, I heard 4 hours, and many days I spend 3 hours. So I ask, 4 hours of sitting in silence before you, Lord? Yes. You've been running, 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 and now you're running on empty. I need you to sit before me in the silence and allow me to do the work of restoration that is necessary. If you can do that, I promise to get you back on your feet. What I am asking you for is time, more time with the spouse of your soul. Give it a week. Will you give it a week? I will gladly give it a week. Thank you, Lord. Come to me, all of you who are heavy laden, and I will restore your souls. My people, many of you have been running on empty, and you wonder why you feel like a failure, discouraged and unable to live up to your dreams. May I say it is because you've allowed yourselves to cut time with me short, to be busy doing other things? You can do that when the quality is simply mundane daily matters, but you cannot do that when expecting to minister on the level I have brought you along to. You cannot give what you do not have. And there are many reasons you do not have. And there are many reasons you do not have. One is that on this channel, as much as you love it, you have real enemies who are going for the throat in your lives. They hate what is taught here. They hate you who listen in and you who comment. And they have made it their business to bring every one of you down to the pits so you will never realize your potential. If you are on this channel, loving this teaching, you will have to get up and fight for the right to prosper in your calling. The good news is that I'm bringing you along. The bad news is that the evil ones hate that, so they try to sabotage your lives. Do you know the target they aim at? No, it's not money, not sickness or betrayals, or opposition. Those things may be used, but they are not the target. The target is your relationship with me. The very moment you put your relationship with me in second place in your life, you have begun the downward spiral. Not only that, but you must fight every day to be loosed from the enemy. These are not like the days gone by. These are days that only the strongest and bravest and most persevering and most pure of heart and motive will succeed. Why? Because the opposition of the end times is way beyond the opposition anyone has experienced before. More and more demons and Satan worshippers have been released on this earth. And what could have been done with strong effort and consistent action 50 years ago now takes monumental effort and heroic action. This is the last battle before the rapture. This is the hour of greatest trial for the elect, because by the time you conquer this period of time, I will be taking you home. This is also the time of potentially more fruit than ever before in the history of this earth. But if you want to be a part of that, you must be mercilessly committed to your time with me, because I am your only source of strength. And those of you who have recognized that and refuse to compromise your time with me, you are the strongest of the lot. Because I live in you strongly, you cannot be conquered, because I cannot be conquered. This is what is required of you, heart dwellers. I am telling you this right up front so you can measure your commitment to me and decide whether or not you're willing to do what it takes to succeed. Claire is not the only one beaten back and beaten down. Claire is not the only target. All of you are. Why? Because I called you to this channel so that you could rise up in your ministries and draw all men to me without religious agendas, without judging others, without jealousy or fear. I need you, my end times army. I need you to shape up so I can ship you out. But this will not be accomplished by compromising your time with me to hone your skills or to get things done. Try as you may, you will come up close to empty-handed if you follow that philosophy. I just want to make a note here. Rick Joyner, in his book, I think The Call, talks about the dynamics and the politics in the church, and how this hinders the end times army. What are the main things? The main things are jealousy and fear. Jealousy and fear. And along with that goes religious agendas and judging others. And the one thing the Lord has stressed on this channel is we are not to push our own favorite religious agendas. And we're not to be judging at all. There are serious consequences and backlashes with open doors to demons when you judge other people. And we're not to be jealous or fearful because the Lord is with us. So these are the things Rick Joyner talks about that are the worst, the very worst and most deadly things in the body of Christ. So back to the Lord here. Lord, is that why I can't do that? I've tried to push ahead with music, but I can't bear it for long. when I know we have not had our time together. Yes, it is a great grace you've been given, and not just you. Everyone on this channel has been given the opportunity to embrace that grace and bear good fruit. But the ones who have mistakenly put their time on action and accomplishment, compromising their intimacy with me, will fail miserably. They may do works all right, but not necessarily my works. They will be human works of wood, hay, and stubble, consumed in the fires of judgment. To have a golden heart, you must be pure and endlessly persevering in your relationship with me. And most are just not willing to put that much time and effort into it. It's more like high five and be on your way. Not only that, but you must be free of willful sin. That is, free of doing what you want to do when you know in your heart it is not my best for you. Those who purify and put to death their secret agendas and desires will conquer themselves, and I will use them. But those who continue to roll in the mud, I will pass by with my choicest ministries. Those of you who have already have ministries are being taunted by Satan's emissaries to devote more time to the ministry than to prayer. Why? Because they know you will run yourselves into the ground and become lukewarm. It's up to you, my people. You may have whatever you want, but it will cost you. The higher your desire to serve, the more it will cost you. I purify vessels before I use them, and many of you have been going through this purification for months now. That is because I'm looking for those I can assign my choicest ministries to. So I'm turning the heat up. If you've fallen for the enemy's lies that you need to spend more time in ministry to the detriment of being with me, you have fallen for a fatal lie that will, in the end, disqualify you. Come now, my brides. Enter into the chambers of love where I will equip you for the turbulent forces you must face and overcome before you can grow into the full stature necessary to carry the anointing I want to give you. For you, Claire, I am asking for more time so I can repair damage and strengthen you again. But any time any of you waver in your commitment to me, any time you look for distractions to take you away from the heat of the battle, anytime you begin to long for the leeks in Egypt, let this be a sign to you. You need much more time with me. What does that look like? It looks like repenting, having a communion service, getting ramus and correcting course to what I give you. It looks like soaking and dwelling prayer. It looks like scripture reading and holy book reading, and it looks like resting, a great deal of resting in me. These are all ways I minister to you, and that easily takes a few hours. When I send you forth from that state, your head is clear, your enthusiasm, your hope, and perseverance are strong, and every attack of the enemy is dispelled by your prayers. But if there's compromise, your prayers will be weak, and you will feel your conscience tugging you down. And that was the end of his message, and as I went on the internet to do something, this rhema came up. I suffered like a dove without complaint, but some seemed to find pleasure in vexing me in whatever way they could. My patience irritated them. But God gave me so much inner strength that I endured it calmly. And I just want to mention, dear ones, I want to thank those of you who have been faithful to support ministry in prayer and in donations. Thank you so much. You make our job so much easier. And I wanted to let you know that I'm I'm working on a song right now that I am not putting up quite yet, but I've got the first draft done, and it's coming along. The Lord is really helping me. But I think it's going to take a lot of inner inspiration and fortitude for me to sing it the way I want to. It still is a bit on the flat side. But it's coming along. There's progress. And I am so grateful to the Lord for that. Because when I started this night, I didn't have any incentive at all. But He gave me a spark, and I went with it. And I'm encouraged. We love you dearly, and I appreciate so much your comments. They're very beautiful and very deep. And we are so happy to have you on our channel and to hear what you have to say in the comments. It's a real, real blessing. God bless you all, dear ones.